Well, welcome everyone, and welcome to the new year of Inside the Nuha. Inside the Nuha is presented by Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning. And for information on all of the Mike Boyle programs, you can go to bodybyboyle.com. And they will take care of you in every way, every imaginable way, every facet of strength and conditioning and beyond. So be sure to check them out. And of course, a long time great relationship with women's hockey all the way back to the 1998, the pioneers, the U.S. Olympic gold medal team back in the first women's Olympics. And the Nuha season now rounding to the second semester, and great to catch up and talk hockey in his second season with the St. Anselm's program, Sam Fatorik. Sam, welcome, and great to have you on, and happy Hockey New Year to you.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on.
Sam, whenever I'm talking to coaches that are relatively new, and in your case, year two, I'm always curious to know about year one and what the experience was like and what you learned and what your expectations might have been coming in as opposed to how things transpired. And as far as your own personal situation, you look back, you're into the second half of year two. What about coming back to campus and taking on a whole new role and how that's played itself out to this point?
Yeah, I mean, obviously coming into a situation last year, lots of skill, but didn't know any of the players. It was more of a, you know, you kind of got in and got to know them and tried to make it work the best we could, not knowing the history, not knowing, you know, where they had started, where they ended up. You know, they battled hard. They did the best they could, but it just didn't. We didn't get as much accomplished as we wanted to as a group. Mm-hmm. You know, we lost the Sacred Heart, which was obviously a great team, but it was a little disappointing given the talent we had in the room. And now coming into season two, we lost, you know, 9 seniors and then 3 transfers. We have a very, very young team. But it's been great, obviously, having a bit of an idea of what coming back and then trying to work with the young kids when they get here. It's a different feel. It's more of a team-first, learn-first type feel where, you know, we had the skill last year. We have skill, but it's not really fully developed yet on all of our players. But it's been a lot of fun watching them grow and really come together as a group and get a lot of things accomplished that they probably didn't think they would. So it's been a lot of fun, and obviously being back on campus is always a blast. So we're happy to be here.
Yeah, truth be told, there of course you proud St. Anselm Hawk going back 1998 and coming back to campus and having that opportunity. And yeah, and you look back last season, you had some struggles down the stretch, but picked it up and won a playoff series. And not to be discounted, the fact that hard-fought quarterfinal series with Stonehill to get to that game at Sacred Heart. Seems like there's a pretty strong budding rivalry here with Stonehill and St. A's, and particularly over the last 2 years. You had a couple of hard-fought games with Stonehill this past weekend, beat them, split with 2 games early in the year. That seems to be a rivalry that's really taken shape quickly in your tenure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we both play the game really hard. We both, you know, as far as coaches, we do a lot as far as recruiting and really kind of getting it into the X's and O's. So it's not sloppy hockey. It's pretty well paced with a good degree of, you know, systematic play. And then it's a matter of who kind of takes advantage of the breaks, you know. But they're doing a great job over there, and we're just trying to keep up with them right now. Yeah, it was great last year beating them. Obviously, we went to them for 3 games. That was hard, but, you know, just shows kind of what the girls were made up. So, yeah, it's going to be a good rivalry. It's fun.
No doubt. Last weekend, of course, the results are not what you'd certainly hope for. First game with Stonehill at home, and just chasing the game, it appears. You fell behind early 3-0 in the first period, and we're trying to play catch-up. Not easy to do.
No, it's just it's very interesting with the way the schedules are set up. You know, you can either go for a longer Christmas break, come back early, or you can have that extra week at the end of the camp, then come back later. You know, they came back, they played Princeton, they got beat up pretty good, and they were ready to go, they were being tested, we were not, and it showed in that first period. We thought we were prepared. prepared, but they were at a different level just by having those two games under their belt. So then it was tough to catch up. And the same thing, we were kind of a little sluggish in the second game, and we managed to get a point at the end. But it's that consistency and understanding again with a young team. They don't understand when you go on a break and you come back, you're always a step behind, even though you think you're working hard. So a lot of teaching going on this year as far as how to prepare yourself, how to get ready, and how to really be quote unquote a pro when you're at this level. So
On night two, when you did pick up the point, the overtime loss, looking at that, you had the lead after two, and special team situation, you without a power play in that game, and looming large with the Stonehill was able to hit 2 for 4, and you did not have a man up in that situation, which is a little unusual for the entire game.
Little would be an understatement, in my opinion. I mean, it's hard to believe that in 60 minutes, they didn't have one infraction,
right?
That was equally as egregious as one of our penalties. So those are those things where sometimes they go with you, sometimes they go against you. But yeah, it's tough. However, I mean, I think we had a shorthanded goal that game. So really, our PK is doing real well. I think Brooklyn Schneider had the nation with 4 shorthanded goals or something like that.
Yes.
So she's kind of helping us on that end. And when we don't get power plays, we try and take advantage of some sort of special team situation. But yeah, it is an interesting one.
Mention about Brooklyn. Talk about a breakout season for her. My goodness, last year she was your number 2 scorer. Obviously, solid all around, as evidenced with 23 points at 12, 11 for 23. Also a plus 14. But she's taken it to another level this year. My God, Sam, I was looking at her stats and just tremendous. She's already got 28, already better than a point a game right now.
Yeah, no, she is a phenomenal talent. She's a hard worker, just a ridiculous shot. She's got an engine that doesn't quit, which is nice for us. If she comes off the ice and we need her after 10 seconds, she'll go out with the ball she's got, which is awesome. But yeah, she has really, really stepped up, and we've needed her to. It's almost basically every game she's getting, 2 points a game at least, which is, what we need with a young group. She's leading by example in that way, which is nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Her body of work here has been tremendous. You knew you were going to have a completely different situation in goal. Give us some insight. The proverbial goaltending room was emptied out from a year ago, and what you've done this season. And giving us some perspective on the two netminders this season. And Kayla was tremendous for you last weekend. I mean, the fact that Stonehill was able to unload 54 shots on Saturday and you get a point out of it. I mean, her play has really been at a high level.
Oh, she's been amazing this year. I mean, she came in. Like you said, we had 4 goalies last year, 2 graduated. 1 had to leave because of injuries and the other transferred. So we went from 4 to 0. We didn't know she was going to transfer, so we kind of got blindsided a little bit. So we have Julia from Stonehill, from Sacred Heart, and then we have Kayla, who came in from the Junior Flyers. And Kayla's come in and she's just owned the net. She's I don't even know, she's probably got 3 goalie of the months or 2 or 3 goalies of the month. She's been all over the place. She was cool, I think. Goalie of the month in November. She's got probably 800 saves already, which doesn't speak a lot to our defense as of right now, but whenever we need to come up with a big one, she usually does. And then Julia's come in, I think, 3 games, and she's got 2 wins and 1 loss in a shootout, so she stepped in as well. And we're trying to work in a way to get kind of both of them platooning a bit more, because we really use Kayla a lot when we're going into those that stretch with a lot of big games. But both of them have worked tirelessly, but Kayla's kind of on a different level right now. She's just kind of really decided, like, nothing's getting by me, and for the most part it doesn't. So it's fun to watch her play and work.
And you mentioned about how busy and that the goaltenders have been. You've had to retool the team, because there's so much turnover. Just most teams now, a lot of times I'm scouting teams, men's, women's side, how much turnover there is from year to year. And you've had to really kind of rebuild the defense on the fly. You've got some first year players in the defense that you've had to work and implement into the lineup.
Yeah, no question. Again, when you graduate 9, especially when they're important players, it's tough. So you have to have kids step into the roles. We went back and grabbed, you know, obviously for us, goaltending, you know, you can't win without a goalie, and then defense, you know, to help them out, especially when they're young, which our two goalies are. So, we've got quite a few young players that they're really stepping into themselves. Avery Wilson, Matty McCauley, they're playing big minutes. We also got Taylor Buckley, Caleb Lunny, you know, there's not one that just steps in and says, I'm going to do it. We're kind of platooning on the back end, rotate people in and out, making sure they stay fresh, because we understand, too, they've never been at this level. So they're going to get tired. Their bodies are going to be sore before they know it. So we're trying to kind of cut out some space for them to just, you know, sit back and relax every once in a while, even though they don't like it. That way they can continue the whole season and not get worn down. It's a big thing to do, play, you know, hockey for 7 months.
Oh, yeah.
And do schooling and do all that stuff. So we're trying to be aware of that and make sure that they're ready to go, so towards the end of the year we can really kind of ramp it up.
Yeah, I think that's what some people don't realize, Sam, a lot of times is I just describe it, if anybody asks me, college athlete, it's a full-time job to be a student, to be an athlete, to be a student athlete. It takes a lot. There's a lot of sweat equity there, that's for sure, a lot of time.
Yeah, no question. I mean, it's not where you go to school and you wait the first semester, you get into hockey, and then you're done in the spring and you take the summer to kind of regroup. We were on the ice a week after school started. So we're really kind of like a fall-winter sport with the length of our season, and then after the season's done, you get, you know, spring break off, and then when you come back, you're in the gym twice a week. The girls are down here all the time shooting pucks and lifting on their own. So it's not just the stuff you're doing with the team, it's the additional work you're putting in to make sure that you're always kind of incrementally moving up. And we've got some great, really driven people that are going to do that for us moving forward. So it's been nice to see, but yeah, it is a grind. So we give them time to, you know, kind of slow down. We actually did a yoga class today.
Oh, really?
Of a workout. Okay. So, yep. Yeah, got to make sure they understand how to stretch and kind of take some time and get away from campus and do that stuff. So,
yeah, absolutely. It's good to change it up and mix up the routine. I think that's always imperative. That's always important.
And yes.
And we're going to have as our player profile on Inside the New Half from your team. Lucy Dakota is going to be the player profile, and what can you say about her and what she's meant to the program and the type of season? It looks like she's primed for a breakout year in her second season.
Yeah, she is a tireless worker. She is, you know, a nice kid, a good kid, but she's really a beast when she gets on the ice. Just puts her head down and does all the work that's necessary to be successful. She leads our team in plus minus with a plus 12. Mm-hmm. She's doing really good things on the PP. And then she is our best face-off player by far. A lot of times last year especially, she would go out as a freshman, and, you know, in the Stonehill series in particular, she'd go out, take the face-off, get off the ice. Like, she's just reliable in that way. And as a sophomore, to be leaned on that much, it says a lot about who she is as a person and a player. But she's just a pleasure to work with, because she always wants to get better and drives herself and her team to be better, which is what you're looking for as a coach. She's really a coach's dream.
You'll take it on the road this weekend up to St. Michael's. You thought also a little bit of a bonding experience when the team can get out and get away and just before classes start. You know, probably good timing to be thinking hockey this weekend.
Yeah, no question. I mean, we talk about it. The two games, Franklin Pierce and Dartmouth, were right around our exam week. We knew we weren't there mentally. So we kind of discounted those a little bit, and then, you know, we're 0-5 in our last five. So we've really got to get to work. We've been putting in the work the last 2 days here on the ice. We're going to hopefully keep that going through, and you're right. On the bus, I know people complain about it, but there's no better time. You're with like-minded people for a couple hours.
Sure.
You go up and play a game, you get to spend the night in a hotel room, have a meal, and do it all again, and then hopefully enjoy your trip back because you just won two. That's the mindset we're trying to get into, because it's what you want to do. There's nothing like having fun on the road, so that's kind of where our heads are at. So we need to get these 2 points out of these two games.
And that coming from a guy who has spent a little bit of time on the road playing hockey, Sam Fatorik.
Yeah. Those long bus trips, they still bring a smile to my face. It's just a blast being with, again, like-minded people.
Indeed, this is what we're all passionate. We all love it. It's
yes.
another big element of it. Sam, thanks very much. Really appreciate you coming on and talking hockey here, heading into the new year here with Inside the New Hour in the second half. And best of luck to you and the Hawks this weekend and moving forward here in the stretch run.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
Sam Fatorik in his second year as the head coach of the St. Anselm's Hawks. Our guest here, our coaching spotlight this week on Inside the New Hour. And Inside the New Hour is presented by Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning. And for information on all of their programs, go to bodybyboyle.com.
Welcome back to Inside the New Hall, presented by Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning, voted one of the best gyms in the country by Women's Health Magazine. For information on all their programs, go to bodybyboyle.com. I'm Caitlin Beal, joined today by sophomore forward Lucy Dakota. Welcome to Inside the New Hall. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. So I always like to start my interviews just doing some fast facts about you so listeners can get to know you a little better. So are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. First, do you have any hockey superstitions?
I always like to listen to Greedy by Tate McRae before a game.
That's a good one. Because also one of my next questions was, do you have a hype song? So is that also your hype song?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Tea or coffee?
I'd have to go with tea.
Do you have a tea like order that you get?
I really like the medicine balm from Starbucks.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah.
Do you have any pets?
I don't actually.
If you could get one, what would it be?
I think maybe a little golden retriever.
Oh, that's a good one. I love a golden retriever. Do you have any hockey pet peeves?
That's a good one. I don't think so. I don't know.
Nothing anyone else does that annoys you?
Maybe tapping their stick on the ice instead of like talking.
Okay, fair enough. That could get definitely pretty annoying.
Yeah.
And then I read that you hope to become a physical therapist. Do you have a favorite class you've taken so far?
Probably my biology class. I really like biology.
Nice. All right, that's all of our fast facts. Thanks for participating. So we're going to get into a little more about you and how you got started. So I'm curious, were you really young when you started hockey and what originally got you into it?
I was probably 5 or so when I first started playing. My dad played competitively, so I think that's really what got me into it. But yeah, I've just always liked watching on the TV the games. And yeah, just my sister played growing up too, so I've always just been around hockey.
Yeah, so you're originally from Canton, New York, so that's pretty close to the Canadian border. Did you feel an influence from Canadian culture? Was it a strong hockey culture there?
Yeah, for sure. I actually played a couple years in Cornwall, Ontario, which was probably 45 minutes from me. I actually went to an academy there before St. A's, so definitely a strong influence. And I actually am Canadian too, so.
Do you have dual citizenship?
I do, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Is there any place in Canada you visit often? I mean, obviously you're right on the border, but anywhere else?
Definitely Ottawa. We go up there a lot for hockey and just, we just love it there. Lots of good food options and shopping, lots of stuff to do up there.
Yeah, definitely. So from New York, now you're in Manchester, New Hampshire. So what originally brought you to St. A's?
I'd say, well, definitely the hockey part, but also the academics. They like the health science program here is great. And just the community is awesome. Like everyone here is so nice and it just really does feel like home here.
Did you always know you wanted to, I don't know, maybe stay in like New England area, or did did you have your heart set on St. A's?
I knew I wanted to like stay somewhat like close to home. Like I wouldn't say close to home, but I like not crazy like across the country. But no, I just visited here and I just knew I loved it from the visit, so.
Yeah, definitely. Have you been able to, see any other parts of New Hampshire, like Mount Washington, other like just sites in New Hampshire?
Not too many. I'm trying to think. We don't get a lot of time to
Yeah, that's
do
fair.
that, but I do, it's definitely something I do want to do is explore more around New Hampshire.
Are you big into outdoors activities?
I do like hiking, and just like being by water, and I have seen there's a lot of nice hiking areas and trails, so it's definitely something to check out.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's kind of the biggest thing New Hampshire has going for it is
Yeah.
probably mountains. I mean, either for hiking or for skiing. I feel like
Yeah.
those are kind of the big two.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm curious, I know on teams, team chemistry is a big thing. So I'm curious, is there anything you guys have done off the ice, whether it be this season or last season, that you felt really contributed to better performance on the ice, like a team bonding activity?
Yeah, this year we've actually done quite a bit. Even just like team dinners. We went bowling a few days ago. We've done even hot yoga, and I think all of this has contributed to our performance on the ice. But just even just going to our dining hall together just contributes to the chemistry.
Are you any good at bowling?
I'm actually not bad. I think I yeah, it's a little hidden talent. I never bowl. It's like the first time I've bowled like in a very long time. So
Yeah.
yeah.
Any other hidden talents besides bowling?
Don't know. I like crafting. But I'm not really sure.
Anything specific? I feel like I've been seeing lots of needle pointing recently and just lots of, I feel like crafting is a big resolution of people in 2026.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen like Bedazzling. I've really gotten into that. And just like making like picture frames and I don't know, just I don't know.
No,
Just
I love that. I feel like I've seen a lot of people recently doing book covers, bedazzling, and just that. I've kind of want to try it. It seems kind of therapeutic.
Yeah, no, for sure it is. Yeah.
And yeah, definitely. I mean, hopefully more crafting in 2026. Do you have any other, maybe resolutions for the new year?
I'd say just keep pushing myself on and off the ice, like whether it's in the weight room or in the classroom, and just really try to enjoy the experience here.
Yeah, that's a great resolution.
Yeah.
And I feel like this season, it seems like you've really grown as a player, developed from last season. I mean, where things are standing right now, you actually have the same number of points right now in this season as you did in the entire last season, and you still have, nearly about half the season left. So, how have you been able to grow as a player this season, come into your own, and find some more confidence on the ice?
I think honestly, like having that first year under my belt, like it really has given me more confidence. And yeah, just holding myself to a high standard. There's no one really that pushes me more than myself, and I think that has really, like, I don't know, like gotten me to this point, and I just hope to keep growing and learning.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes self-motivation is the best motivation. No one else can do it like yourself
Yeah,
can.
for sure.
And Not only have you found more success this season, but the whole team. I mean, right now, you guys have more wins this season than you did last year. So, what do you think has contributed to that overall, more success of the team this year compared to last year?
I'd have to say the team dynamic, like it's great. Like the girls, we just love each other and get along really well, have fun together, and I really do think that translates to how we perform on the ice, which plays a big role in why we've been doing pretty well this season.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot more trust there when your friend's off the ice and there's maybe some telepathic stuff happening. You can almost anticipate things more.
For sure.
And speaking of success, you just came off a series at St. Michael's, two shutout wins. What was going so well in this series? I mean, you had two goals in one of the games, which is a career high for you. So, just overall, what led to the success there?
I think we really just played the full 60 minutes, focused on the little things, focused on winning puck battles, winning races, just working hard, and obviously our goaltending. Like, we just have huge confidence in our goaltending, and just overall confidence with one another, like you said, like trusting each other. But yeah, it's
Yeah, it's definitely, I feel like lots of little things adding up to create some success. Now, this year you actually have faced some tougher opponents, quite a few in Hockey East actually, BC, Maine, Vermont. How have these tougher games, some tougher opponents helped the team to grow and challenge yourself?
It's I always love playing those out of conference teams. I think especially like this year, it has just shown that we can hang with any opponent, and I think that builds confidence in us when we go back to playing other teams in our league. It just shows like that we can hang with these teams, which is it's just exciting.
Yeah, and I'm sure, like, because you played at BC, right?
This year we played here.
Okay. But so on some of these games, you're also getting like some probably pretty big fan bases. I mean, these teams have some really, like, what's the word? Like, hardcore fans. And you're seeing these. Was that kind of a different experience for you guys?
It was, I think the big one was maybe Maine. When we went to Maine, their rink is like it's amazing, but they also like they have the light shows and the mascots, the big announcers. But it's a very it's a cool environment to be in, and just seeing how all their fans like show up, and I don't know, it's just a very cool environment and experience to be playing at these big rinks.
Yeah, definitely. Maine is known for having some pretty passionate fans, I feel like. Is there any rink, maybe in the US or the world, that would be your dream to play at?
A good question. I would say in a game, I think I'd love to play back at St. Lawrence in Canton. I've like played there growing up, but I think it'd be cool to definitely play against them at that rink.
Yeah, I know, like, first thing that would come to my mind would be like TD Garden, because like that's where I grew up going to, or like these just crazy ones. I never played hockey, that's never gonna happen, but
No, that would
maybe
be cool.
someday. So now this weekend you have another away series in Connecticut versus Sacred Heart. What has that preparation been looking like, and is there anything you've been emphasizing in practice going into this matchup?
Sacred Heart, like they sent us home last year in playoffs, so obviously it's I think emotions are high, but I think we really just got to take it like any other game, stick to our game plan and just work hard, and we really should be able to come out with two wins.
Would you say Sacred Heart maybe is your biggest rival in the league?
I would say probably Stonehill.
Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty close to us, and we always have very intense games against them, physical games, always close games, a lot of OT, and they're very back and forth, and they're very, very emotional, exciting games to play in.
Yeah, again, does that kind of help you guys with these really tough games, close games, to push yourself, to be better than them?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
And I guess looking towards the rest of the season as a whole, do you have any goals for yourself or for the team as a whole?
For the team as a whole, I'd say to win the Nuha.
Yeah.
For myself, I'd say just keep pushing myself, improving, obviously trying to produce more points, and yeah, just keep growing as a player.
Yeah, also maybe have some fun too while you're at
Yes, of course, have
it.
fun.
Of course. Well, thank you so much to Lucy Dakota for joining us this week on Inside the Newha, presented by Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning, voted one of the best gyms in the country by Women's Health Magazine. For information on all their programs, go to bodybyboyle.com.